Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in to the show, give your opinion on the topic, or call in just to say hello. I don't mind that as well. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Daily show notes about the show. And also on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page. In that search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and like the show. And voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you get daily show notes about the show. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, thank you guys who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, and also those that are listening via cell phone. Thank you as well. Our show this morning, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I say good morning to you. And those that are driving right now and listening to the show, please, I hope you have a hands-free device and you can listen on your hands-free device and not hold the phone, actually hold the phone up to your ear. And please be careful, guys, as you drive into work. I know traffic's tough this morning and just like any other morning in Atlanta. But be careful, take your time. You will be on time, okay? So be careful. But thanks for listening. Now, today's show, guys, I have a great show for you. We've been tossing and pulling and going back and forth with this topic. But now I'm going to put it out there and we're going to figure this out. Today's episode is called Why Do Professional Athletes Go Broke? Why do professional athletes go broke? I don't understand this, but I'm starting to kind of wrap my head around this. I really don't understand how someone can squander really a small fortune. And I say someone, but it's not just that person. It's not just that athlete. It's also members of his family or her family. It's cousins, it's best friends that he grew up with. It's just a lot of different variables in there that aid in taking down the empire financially. And I say empire because when you think about it, you think about back in the Roman Empire. People had just gobs of money and gold and all this stuff. They had an empire which they could hand down to their kids. You know, you had the king, whatever, and he'd hand down his stuff to his son, and now he's the king, and then he hand down stuff to his son, now he's the king, and it's not. That's the kind of empire I'm talking about that could be created from the, like I said, small fortunes that are being made by some of these professional athletes today. Now, the reason I think, and it's just my opinion, guys, so if you disagree with it, that's fine. Call into the show and tell me why you disagree with it. 818-301-5834 is the number to dial. But why do professional athletes go broke? Because of one thing, guidance. The next thing, their environment that they grew up in. And the next thing is their friends and their family. Well, let's take the first one, guidance. The guidance thing, I'll take pro football. When a rookie or something comes into the league, they have things set up for these rookies where they have a financial counselor come in, sit down with them, and kind of try to guide them as far as things to do with their money or how to use their money wisely. And not just squander it as soon as they get there, because this career, this athletic career is not, is the window's not big. It's a small window of opportunity that they have. And I believe that's why the finances and the stakes are so high, because it's a small window. As a football player, and a professional football player, you could come in this year as a rookie, highly touted rookie, number one draft choice. You come in, you sign this gigantic contract, more money than you ever seen in your life, your family ever seen in their lives, and you could go out on the field, practice for weeks and weeks and weeks, play in your first three or four games and get hurt. The percentages are very, very high there. Now, hopefully it's not a career-ending injury and you can come back from it in a few weeks. But sometimes it's a career-ending injury. And the contracts aren't guaranteed, so whatever money you made up to that point, that's it. Now, you go home, you have, say, $250,000, or say you were number one pick, so you got $1 million that you were able to make during your short career. Now you've done things where you bought mama a house, you bought you a house, you bought you a car, you bought mama a car, you bought your little brother a car, you bought your sister a car. But now you only have $250,000 in the bank. $250,000 will not last you 2 years with those sort of things you're having to maintain. And when you don't have any guidance on this type stuff. You squander it because you've never been in that situation. We've always heard that if you can't handle 100, you can't handle 100,000. If you can't handle 100,000, you can't handle $1 million. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't have someone to help you and someone to guide you that's been in that situation or knows how to handle that type of money. Now, a lot of athletes come into the league and they have these agents and stuff like that that take their money, supposedly investing it for them, and end up taking these guys' money. Instead of investing it, they're putting it in their own pockets, lining their own pockets for their own gain. Well, agents been doing that for years. And if you're one to sit around and let an agent take your money, that's what's going to happen. It happens time and time and time and time again. See, when you come out of high school, colleges, they look for these women. They look for women that are academically inclined, that's been very good in their books all during their school. And now we're going to grab them, give them scholarships, get them into college, and get them going. They're going to make the college look great as far as academics. Now, the men, as long as you can dribble or shoot a dribble, shoot a basketball, or run a football, they don't care about you. But if you can shoot a basketball or run a football, then hey, we need you. I don't care about the academics. We need you to come here and play sports. Don't worry about the academics. We'll handle that. We'll get around that. But we need you to come here and play football because you're good, and that's what we want, because we got to fill this stadium. And they make millions and millions of dollars from these athletes. But they don't give a damn about them academically. They could care less if they go through school and get a degree. And the guidance that I was talking about is not there. So they don't make these guys accountable for academics, for getting a college degree. I blame family as well. Guidance, family, and environment are the three things that I said that were key ingredients to these guys failing. You don't have family behind you that can say, hey, Doug, man, you got to get in those books. You can't just go to school for football. You got to get into those books, get through college, get you a degree, something that you can fall back on. Because most athletes do not make it to the pros. There's those very few athletes that make it to the pros. Very few. And for you to be one of those blessed ones, and you don't have the family behind you to help, you stay on track. You got to stay on track academically, mentally. Yeah, you're there to play football, but you got to stay on track academically. Because, like I said, you must have something to fall back on, a plan B, if you don't. don't make it to the pros. Then you got to have a plan B if you make it to the pros, and after you finish being a professional athlete, because I said in the early in the program, it's a small window of opportunity because of the risk of getting hurt. And then the next thing is father time catching up with you. Once you get a certain age and can't perform the way you used to perform, they don't just tell you in your face you're gone. They just slowly ease you out of there. And these other guys, a couple of young bucks behind you, come in and take your job. And then you're gone. No one else will pick you up. No other teams will pick you up. Ah, you're not playing this season. I'm going to stay in shape. I'm going to try out for another team next year, and I can get back in there. Next year, they don't want you. You try it out. But these younger guys, they're a little bit faster and stronger than you are. We can't use you right now. But keep your head up. Stay in shape. Keep going. And now you're out. And you're stacked up with these millions and millions of dollars of debt. And nothing really to show for it. Because that house not being paid for is not an asset to you. That's a liability to you. That Ferrari that's sitting in the driveway that's not paid for, that's a liability to you, not an asset. If it's not paid for, it's a liability. So, family needs to be involved. There needs to be someone in the family that has some kind of sense of finances, or maybe not finances, but they can guide you and lead you to some people in their lives that's been in their lives that they trust. And then the environment that they come out of. Some of these athletes come out of these just horrible situations, environments, where they grew up in the projects or something. But those are the ones that usually make it because they have the heart and the drive to get out of where they are. Some of the people that's had it a little better, some of the athletes that's had it a little better, they may not have that heart to make it as an athlete, because it's not just talent, it's also heart, guys. And I feel so bad for these guys that go through college, didn't get a degree, but they played all their years at college. They lined the university's pockets with millions of dollars. They don't care about you at all. All they care about is filling the stadiums, getting that money, getting to a bowl game, getting those millions stacked in their pockets. They don't give a damn if you make it through college or not. They just want you to run that football on Saturday to get them some money. That's it. You get hurt, they kick you to the curb. Put you out of school because you're not academically up to par. Start to understand what's going on. It's a huge game. Okay, it's a huge game, and you have to learn the game. Just like football, this game of life is a huge game, and you got to learn how to play the game. Get with somebody that knows how to play the game. Simple as that. Now I have a caller from the 404 area code. First three digits are 328. Let's get that caller up on the show. And let's see what's going on. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams.
Hi, I just wanted to make a brief comment. I know you were saying that a lot of these guys, you know, need to have their family behind them or whatever, but, you know, a lot of them, when they get that money, that's the first person they run from is family. So I guess that has to start earlier, you know, getting that in their heads and, you know, talking to them about finding someone they can trust because, you know, it's their money, they're grown. Once they get it, that's usually the last person they want to listen to. They're trying to hide their assets from the family. So sometimes, you know, it's just a lost cause. So, I mean, it's a good message you're giving them. So hopefully, you know, some up-and-coming athlete will listen. That's all I wanted to say.
Now, when you say hide from the family, what do you mean? Because I don't see that a lot. I see them as being, you know, wanting to buy their mom the big house that she's always wanted and a car that she's always wanted and things like that. When you say hide from family, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying, you know, hide from the mom. Don't want the mom to know how much they're making. You know, hide from the family. You know, I don't know who they listen to, but they don't want their family to know. Maybe because their fear of what you were saying, you know, the family might take advantage of them or something. But, you know, they won't allow them into that side of the business to help nor hurt them. So, you know. You hear a couple of those stories, but I guarantee you not all of those athletes bought their parents' houses and all this and that. You know, a lot of them just squandered the money away.
Well, that's a good point because, you know, I think if they did go to family and if they did let family know what they're doing or what they're making, and thank you for calling in. Thanks for your call. And it's like being there. And the family has never had this kind of money as well. So they don't understand how to handle this money. But they can't think on that level, that millionaire mentality. So I don't think that they would squander this empire the way that some people do when they get this money and they start running away from family and using these agents and all this kind of stuff to handle their money. That's who pull away all your millions, and they know how to take your millions and line their pockets with it. Now, guys, I got about 30 seconds left in the show. I appreciate you listening in to the show. Now, this weekend, on tomorrow, join me in about 23 and a half hours. I'm going to have my 30th class reunion is this weekend, and we're going to do a show tomorrow with all the members of the reunion committee on the show. Don't miss it, guys, and thank you for listening to the show. This is Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out.
As life goes on, starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.